You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This was Troy Vincent. I talked to him at the Super Bowl in Vegas about this. This is what he had to say.
We've looked at first injury first. You got 20 times the injury rate, almost 20, 30 times the injury rate on that particular play. We've now studied it enough over the last, the current past two seasons, where you see the grab, swivel, and as we would say, unload, or you drop your weight. It is in the family of the force collar tackle. So when you look at that play, the mechanics, this is not to remove the hustle tackle. This is not to remove the tackle from behind. But there are three elements that exist when you see it. It's the grabbing, the swivel, and then the unloading on the back part of the leg that is really causing significant injuries. We have enough. We've studied this with our officials. We've studied this with the competition committee. Again, the membership will have to make a decision, but there's enough plays. The injury rate is so significant. And this is part of the adjustment, getting the head out.
Right.
But again, by no measures are we trying to take away the hustle tackle, the tackle from behind. But when you watch it, it has all of the traits of the horse collar tackle.
Jay Gruden, for what it's worth, on social media a couple of weeks ago, said that he thought the hip drop tackle being penalized the way that they want to is going to ruin the game. And I'm not going that hard, but I would be curious if any of you guys want to hop in and give us your thoughts on the MGM National Harbor listener lines. If you're either for it, because that's not being represented by me or Danny, 800-636-1067, or if you're with us, you know, how adamantly you think this would be a mistake and an issue if the league went that route. The rule change we have not discussed, Danny.
And this is the bigger one, I think.
This one is fascinating. And that is the possibility of the old XFL kickoff from last season coming to the National Football League. Now, what's really, really funny is that this kickoff is not even going to be used in the UFL this year, which is the XFL. New name because they merged with the USFL. But they've gotten rid of it because essentially they decided that there was not enough evidence that it cuts down on injuries substantially in 1 year. But I think if you bear it out over a bunch of years,
you'd have a better, more sample.
That may have been the case. But here's what actually happened. Kickoffs got returned. There was action, and the action was awesome. So the gist would be, I'll just read from this ESPN story. The kickoff proposal would be the most significant on-field change as far as NFL rules. Two kickoffs designed to reverse a decade of declining return rates while also lowering concussion rates. In essence, the committee's proposal would move the majority of the kicking and return teams downfield to minimize high-speed collisions. If approved by at least 24 of 32 owners, the rule would go into effect for 1 year only. So they would do it this year. They see what happens. The kicker would continue to kick from the 35-yard line. Here's what's different. The other 10 players would line up at the receiving team's 40.
Uh-huh.
So across midfield, right? Kickers at the 35. So 25 yards downfield is where his 10 teammates are, kind of with their backs to the kicker, facing the receiving team, looking at the kicker, obviously. Receiving team is still aligned just like you would see in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
Except that to combat now their adversaries that are lined up in a straight line, like they would be on the same line of scrimmage as the kicker, they're 25 yards downfield at the plus, you know, at the opponent's 40. So almost like man coverage, instead of the traditional alignment, the receiving team has one guy in front of every single one of those 10 players. The 11th, like the kicker, is the return man, who's back returning the kick. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, indeed.
So they're at their own 35-yard line or 30-yard line, wherever they want to be. 5 or 10 yards separating them from the guys that they're going to block at their 40. Up to 2 returners, so you could go 9 against 10 to block. Most teams go 10 on 10 and can have one back, are in a landing zone. So between the goal line and the 20-yard line is where the ball's got to basically land. And if it doesn't, you get penalized. Sounds crazy. I hated the idea of it or the sound of it.
Because at first you look at it and you go, what
is this
formation? It's just
archaic and it sounds nonsensical. But I promise you, I'll find a video and post it. It's outstanding. The other thing is you can't start running until the ball is kicked and then lands, essentially, or is caught. So you get returns. You get one-on-one blocking without high-impact collisions. It's pretty textbook blocking, or if you beat a guy getting down the field with speed. No one other than the kicker or the returner can move until the ball hits the ground or is caught by the player. Touchbacks would be marked at the 35-yard line, bringing them out 10 more yards further because you're trying to make returns happen again. You want returns. You don't want touchbacks. They're boring. You're not allowed to fair catch it in that catch area from 20 and in. So what you get out of the XFL is actual returns, theoretically less injuries, and real action on a play that's dead. Thoughts?
So I view sports differently than a lot of people, and I know I view it differently than, say, the NFL brass does. They've been on my side in a number of cases where they acknowledge the extra point, this is years ago, is boring. We got to do something about that. We can't have boring. The single most boring thing that happens in the NFL are kickoffs now. That's just a fact, whether you like it or not, whether you're in favor of it or not, whether you enjoy kick returns, you don't, whatever, nothing happens. The ball is kicked. Immediately the guy's like, I'm the letter T in the end zone, and nothing else happens, and everyone jogs down, and it's a chance for the announcers to wax poetic. That, to me, is an emergency if I'm the NFL. They've been on the cutting edge of making stuff more exciting.
It's a play that doesn't matter.
I would go, two ways to do it. Either every touchback, it starts at the 40, or you do it this way. Well, I need returns.
More than 90% of kickoffs were returned. There was action on 90% of plays in the XFL doing this the last couple of years that they've done it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.